Lori, how do you define blocking rate, and how is that measured?
Blocking rate is, like it sounds, the percent of calls that are blocked from entering into your system even. So the result, the experience for the customer is a busy signal generally. Occasionally people will give them a message and then hang up on them, but mostly it's they're not allowed to get into the system, into the environment. And basically, it's a metric you want to keep very low. People generally don't want to have much blocking going on. And where you see it more often is in places where you have extreme peaks. And so at times you're going to give out blocking experience because you want to kind of flatten out those peaks. The easy example, of course, is Springsteen tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., mm-hmm. right? Somebody's going to experience blocking. And so in those types of situations, having some blocking is to be expected. But generally call centers want to keep that as a very low metric.
And how do call centers typically use that metric?
It's so incredibly important to measure, because if you're not looking at blocking rate, you run the risk that you're happily meeting service level or other metrics that you're measuring once the calls get into your center. But, you know, some high percent of customers aren't even getting through. They're experiencing that busy signal. So you get that blocking rate from your network provider, and it's an important element to look at to make sure you've got that overall balanced view of what the customer experience is. Are you handling the workload that's being offered to you and managing it effectively to optimize both your operation and the customer experience?
Okay.